Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 22 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 23 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees.
TC5F, TCVOA.
KC8YVF mobile.
KC8YVF, TC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. How'd your day go today?
Well, still going. I'm still moving stuff around here in the basement.
Okay. Our day was fun at work. Coming into work, there was a unfortunately, a bad accident on Washington, and M13, where M13 cuts north here by the metal casting out here. And that's a bad corner as it is. There's a lot of people that try to head north up 13, either at night or in the morning, that do not stop for that stop sign. Or they'll stop and go and don't look well enough for the cars coming around the corner. So they had fire truck, couple ambulances, couple of police cars out there blocking the intersection. So that was coming into work. And about a half hour after I got to work, we lost water for a majority of the day. So not sure what happened there. I walked over to the business next door and asked them if they had water. And they said, well, I don't know. Let me check. And they said, nope, we don't have water either. So it came back on, I think, about 3 o'clock. So it made things interesting at work.
Well, it sounds like a broken water main someplace. They probably had to shut it down so they could make repairs.
That's what I'm figuring, more than likely. Unless somebody took off a hydrant or something that depleted water pressure. And who knows? We won't get an answer. I don't know. Boss was supposed to call. He said, well, wait for an hour, and if we don't have it back, then he'll call the township. So I said, well, I'll see if he found out anything, if they notified him of anything or not, but we probably won't hear.
Yep. Well, it definitely will make life interesting. When the toilets don't work and everything else, it gets to be kind of a pain.
Yeah, I know the BP gas station and McDonald's up there didn't have water. McDonald's had to close because they didn't have water. They can't wash their hands in that. The gas station was still open, a convenience store, but now on the other side of 75, the Flying J truck stop there with the Wendy's, they were still open. They had water on that side, so not sure how far it went, which direction it went, but I know pretty much down our street and a couple of businesses on our side of Washington, the south side. But yeah, I watched your video on the 3D printer software thing. That's, of course, somebody's always got a solution to it, and I watched another video today. One of the guys who lives in Washington State said one of the bills they'd already removed because they had issues with it, but the other one is still continuing forward. So, as he said, come to my shop or my print farm, and I will show you what 3D printing is, because they totally misunderstand what it is. Like you said, it's a knee-jerk reaction to a small problem, and like I said, come see what I actually do. And it also includes CNC machines. So any company that, you know, manufactures things, they're going to get shut down too.
Yeah, did you see, there's one company out of Spain that's lobbying all the rest of the industry, the governments and stuff. And it's the same thing happened with excess flow valves and so forth. You had industry go in and lobby for it because they're going to profit off of it if they had to take that up and use that software. Same thing, and the excess flow valves. Someone's going to have to sell excess flow valves and manufacture them. So that's a good old lobbying what's going on there. And that's what's happening there. It's unfortunate.
Yep. Yeah, like you said, it's so broadband worded, like you said, they don't understand what it is. They're trying to fix a problem and really have no idea what they're doing to the industry. So hopefully it gets shot down here. Somebody comes to their senses, but he called out all four of the major sponsors, or the people that were sponsoring the bill and their other ones, to said, come to my shop. I'll show you what it is. I'll explain to you turn since you don't understand what you're about to do. So, that's about it, too. And like I said, exactly what happened in California with the Lead Payton Children's stuff. They had no clue what they were doing other than it was so broad-banded they didn't know they killed, you know, billion-dollar industry with the stroke of a pen that they didn't intend to, but it was too broad-worded to exclude it. So what's going to happen? Hopefully it doesn't happen in Michigan, that we have people who are smart enough. If not, whoever lobbies for it, I'll be sitting in their office and giving them a little education.
Well, just like Amateur Radio has the ARRL and a couple other organizations to help fight some of this stuff, the 3D printing industry and users don't have a lot of support. And that's where something needs to come into play. They need to have a support system there to help lobby and fight for this stuff. I know there's like Maker's World and a few other Maker Faire and Make Magazine and a few others out there, but so there really needs to get something organized and support fighting that battle. Otherwise, it's losing proposition because someone else is getting money in their pockets, and that's why they're pushing this thing ahead. They don't understand what they're doing, but they're getting money in their pockets. That's all that matters. KCBOA.
KC8YVF, exactly it. You've got too small a community, and again, you're one-off people, somebody in their basement, or somebody here, somebody there, until you have some large corporation or something that says, hey, you're going to screw things up for a lot of industries, you know, not only for the hobbyists and the makers and, you know, kids in school and all of this stuff, but you're going to screw things up for businesses and that too. So, yeah, unfortunately, we don't have that, and that's where the ARRL comes in. And I know a lot of people no longer belong to it, but I still support it just for that reason.
Yeah, I understand that aspect of it, but they got a little bit too greedy, and that was the problem. They need to back down. Their rates went up $10 out of a $50 bill, which was quite an increase for 1 year. There's better ways of going about doing that stuff and not jumped in whole hog. And then you look at the QST magazine, which they were going to digital. They weren't going to print it anymore. If you wanted a printed version, you're going to have to pay for a printed version and so forth. And it's loaded full of advertisers, which is paying for that. So what are your dues paying for? What is your membership paying for at that point in time?
Yeah, that's the question. It's like in any business, that what are you paying for? And that's, you know, with people with us, with the club, what are the due paying for? And here are the things that it pays for. And like Dave said, well, just use your savings account. But once that runs out, you're no longer a viable club or viable business. You can't continue to take in less than you expend. So, yeah, I understand both sides. Fortunately, being EC, I still have to belong to it because I still have to submit reports and everything else to the ARRL. And at some point, if I get to retire from that, then I don't have to. And I actually started looking at my QSTs because I haven't looked at those. The digital edition is all I'm getting through it. And I haven't looked at those in a year, so I started going back and looking through those of kind of what I've missed. And a lot of the articles are kind of over my head on some of that stuff. I like to read the new equipment stuff and some of the other things, but probably about 50% of it I read, and the other 50% I don't, and I look through the ads to find out, so.
Yeah. One of the magazines I enjoy is called Nuts and Volts, and somehow I let my subscription flaps, and so forth. I've been busy enough here lately that I didn't notice the subscription wasn't coming to the house no more, and so forth. So I renewed the subscription today, or at least I think I did. I went through the steps, so hopefully it did. So, yeah, there's some things, you know, that you understand. And when you're a member of AWRL, you're not signing up for a subscription anyways. That is a membership. That's not a subscription. So that's one of the things that you have to keep in mind there, too, as well. All right, I got an incoming call. KCAVOA.
KCYVF monitoring.
All right, I'm back. That was the wife.
All righty. Yeah, I've got to stop here. I was supposed to try and pick it up. I took my leaf blower into Wolf Isles to have it looked at because a couple weeks ago it stopped running right. Well, it's got stuck needle valves in it. Well, they don't fix them anymore. They replace them like everything. So they'd have to replace the carburetor and the labor in that. So you're looking at about $150, $160 to fix it. So I'm going to pick it up. I still have a labor charge for him to see what it was. So I'll bring it back, and my daughter said give it to my son-in-law. That's what he does all day is fix that equipment for the lawn care company, but I didn't want to burden him with it. He's got enough to do as it is. But so he says, get it, and I'll take it to him. He'll fix it at the shop. So that was it, or it's buying a new one. New one of the same things, $240, so... don't want to do that either, but I use it quite a lot during the winter here, blowing snow off the driveway in the car, so hopefully we don't get any more of that white stuff, and I won't need it for a while, so crossing my fingers, but I know that's not the case. We're going to get it again at some point here. We just got a little break in the action.
Yep, I'm going to be looking at electric one if that's the case there, Ron. A good one, the Green Works, or I'm trying to think the other one, the other name of the other company out there. Get one of them and get the 56 or 60 volt, or there's even 80 volts out there, and some of them have quite a bit of power, and saves the hassle of sitting there for a while, not getting used, and then all of a sudden getting used, and the carburetor being jazzed up, worried about gas, etc.
Well, I've looked at them before, but from the information, there is nothing out there that I've been able to find that has the same wind velocity or force or whatever they call it to the gas power unit that I have. Other than getting into a 40, 60 volt, and then you're buying batteries, so I'm looking at $400. The one that I was looking at, you're looking at $400 for it. And again, it's going to sit most of the time. I use it mostly in the winter and just a little bit of fall, in the fall with the leaves, which I don't have too many, only one tree basically anymore. So I have a string trimmer that works great. That's been a lot better than my gas was, but once the information that I'm reading, till I go use one, I guess, and try it to see what it is. I have not been able to find one. I've looked at, you know, steel and all sorts of other brands, and none of them have the force to do what I want it to do.
There's some out there that get quite a bit of force, 700 and some miles an hour, and pushing the CFM right up around 400 or so. So there are some powerful ones out there. I mean, they'll blow sod up. You're going to pay a little bit more for them. And like I said, you're looking at going to a 60-volt, 80-volt system, somewhere in there, and so forth. And if you get the combo kits, some of them aren't really bad, which should save you a little bit. They just had some available. I don't know if you've ever seen the Den of Tools or not, but on YouTube. They had some green works up there for sale here not too long ago. They even have backpack blowers that are battery powered now, so do a pretty good job.
Yeah, but you're, like you said, it's getting up in cost that I'm not willing to pay for those. Neighbor has a blower, and they got one tree out front like I do, and he can blow about a third of the lawn, and then his battery's dead. I don't know what he's got, but, yeah, they get about a third of the lawn, and then next day he's got to come out and blow the other third, and next day he comes back and blows the other third, so it will not do all day. Just the front yard for him. And problem is, at least reading the information, and I haven't tried them reading the information, it says if you're blowing, you know, light leaves or whatever, but there's many times I by the time I get home to work, whatever, I'm blowing heavy wet leaves that are, you know, 4 inches thick, and my gas will blow it. And from what they're saying, you know, the ones that I'm looking at that are in the, you know, $200-$300 range are not designed to be able to do that. So, all right, I'm at Wolf Isles. I got to go get this before they close here. So we'll talk to you later, Rick, KCYBF.
Good luck there, KCYBF.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 30 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 28 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 26 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 23 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 21 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 19 degrees.